Blog Talk Radio.
Tradition of the candy cane. And over the years, traditions have developed to help bring joy to the season of Christmas, bringing many sub-traditions that help us focus on the reason for the season. Christmas is about the birth of Christ, pure and simple. And so, Christmas is a time where around the family, faith, Christmas, and the traditions that help people identify to the birth of Christ. And so I remember growing up putting candy canes on the Christmas tree. They were usually found in the stockings around the fireplace. And sometime around 1650, candy canes began to appear in Europe as candy makers developed a hard sugar stick, originally straight, white in color. Soon Christians took the idea of taking these sugar sticks and forming the familiar cane appearance, making them easy to place on the Christmas tree. As decorations, candy canes made great presents for children, adding to the Christmas joy around the Christmas tree. And around 1670, a choir master at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany created the sugar cane to appear like the shepherd's staff that the bishops as shepherds of the flock symbolizes. And these became popular among popular, giving them out at midnight mass all over Europe to children. And it wasn't long before candy makers began adding sugar and decorations of the candy cane with a rose color appearance. It wasn't until about 1847 that the candy cane tradition made it to America, thanks to the German immigrant August Himgard, who first decorated his Christmas tree in Wooster, Ohio. And from there, candy canes have become an American tradition. About 1900, candy canes began to appear bearing the familiar red and white stripes, adding the classic peppermint and wintergreen flavors. And from the Christian tradition, the J shape is a constant reminder to Jesus, as the colors red and white stripes represent the purity from the white color and the blood represented by the red color, and very much in line with the divine mercy message. And so the three red stripes originally stood for the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, symbolized three stripes on one candy cane. And the hardness of the candy cane came to represent the Catholic Church being based on solid rock. And so the peppermint flavor represented the hyssop branch that played an important role at the first Passover, Exodus chapter 12, 22, and also Christ's crucifixion scene, John chapter 19, verse 29. And we are living in times when religious celebrations are becoming more and more secularized, and many have forgotten many of the original meanings behind our traditions. Advent is an opportunity to prepare for the coming of the King, not only as a child in a manger, but as importantly, his second coming, which should always be within our hope and sight. And St. Nicholas Day, which is December 6th, and the blessing of candy canes. Good St. Nicholas, we honor you on this, your holy feast day. We rejoice that you are the patron saint and the holy symbol of joy. And for many peoples of many lands, come great-hearted saint and be our patron and companion, as we once again prepare our homes and hearts for the great feast of Christmas, the birth of the eternal blessing, Jesus Christ. And may these sweets, these candy canes, be a sign of Advent joy for us. And may these candy canes, shaped just like your bishop's staff, be for us a sign of your benevolent care. And we rejoice that you are the holy bringer of gifts, and that so many have been delighted through your great generosity. And help us to be as generous of heart wherever these candy canes are hung, on trees or wall or door. May they carry with them the bright blessing of God. May all who shall taste them experience the joy of God upon their tongues and in their hearts. We ask God now to bless these your brightly striped sweets in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so the candy cane. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son coming to Earth as a tiny little bitty, 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 bitty baby to bring such joy to the world. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. And thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you give us, the gift of salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us through times and trouble. But you bring us joy, joy to the world. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. And that first Noel happened on December 25th, 2 B.C. The first Noel.
Oh,
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. And for to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, and you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And so hark the angels, hark the herald the angels sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joy for all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark, the herald angels sing.
Hark, the herald.
Hark the herald angels sing.
And you've been listening with Deeper Truth, the tradition of the candy cane. And so Christmas is coming right upon us here. Won't be long. So Advent, the coming of the King, as we prepare a place in our hearts for the Christ child. And he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. And so, his kingdom is here. His kingdom is here. His Catholic Church is present. And Jesus is truly present in his Holy Catholic Church. He is here. And so we know he will come again. And one day, we want to be on the side of the lambs. You don't want to be no goat. No. You don't want to be with the goats. No. Let's be with the lambs. Let's be with the lambs. Yeah. And so we will end with this song right here.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the shine. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto earth a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Come and see what God has.
And wow. And I hope you're taking this opportunity to prepare for Christmas so that when Christmas is here, the joy will have much more intensity. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. So now is the time. Now is the time to bring that joy to those around you. Peace of Christ that is beyond all understanding. Be in our hearts as we continue. And so we will be back tomorrow with Stand in the Gap tomorrow. John of the Cross will be appearing in our Stand in the Gap tomorrow. And then we will have another Christmas focus. So God bless you all. Take care. God bless. Amen. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.